You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hey, everybody. Justin Zarian here. I just want to say, if you guys like what you hear in this review, if you like what you hear on Digital Noise, on Highly Suspect Reviews, on any of our shows, please consider being a subscriber. For $2 a month, you get access to a whole ton of exclusive content through our subscriber forums. We got The Breakfast Pub with all of our discussion on news and trailers. We got The Gathering, this great party show, very reminiscent to the old party shows from Spill.com and all those other sites. We got a whole lot of great content down there, and you guys would just really enjoy it. We also want to give a shout out to our sponsors at Oscar Blues Brewery. They've been a big supporter to the site lately, and they're helping provide Chris with all the beer to supply at The Gathering and our special parties. Just a big shout out to their Dale's Pale Ale, which is the original craft beer put in a can. It's their big calling card, and they have built a big brewing company out of it. It's supposed to be really, really good. Give it a shot. And with that, tune in for this review. I hope you enjoy it. Lorenzo, cue the music. Hey everybody, Justin Zarian here. This is going to be an interesting review because I unfortunately did not have anyone to watch this movie with, so I decided to do the first solo mission for the Screener Squad. And I decided to take the initiative to watch this little movie called The Director's Cut, which was given to me by the studio. Thank you very much. And, you know, this is going to be an interesting review because I had no idea what this movie was before I got the screener request. And I'm still not really sure what to think of this film now that I've watched it. This is done by Adam Rifkin, who previously did stuff like The Last Movie Star, which, you know, little film that just came out recently with Burt Reynolds. And I remember seeing from the trailers, it was charming. It looked like a charming little slice of life movie about a, you know, aging actor trying to get one last hurrah with nerd culture kind of thing, where they renewed an interest in getting him back into the front of the camera. This is not that movie. This is a very strange movie because not only is it written by Penn Jillette and produced by Penn Jillette, but it's also starring Penn Jillette as the main character. And oh boy, I'm sorry, I'm still trying to process my thoughts on this film. So basically, this is a movie that ostensibly takes place with a crowdfunded movie that's being developed, where it's a really terrible, awful police drama. And that's something they make clear off the bat. This movie, this fake movie that they're shooting, is a terrible crowdfunded film that people just pitch in, and they got a bunch of, you know, minor tier celebrities, including Harry Hamlin, Hayes MacArthur, Lynn Shay, Gilbert Godfrey, and this blink and you miss him cameo, and then predominantly Missy Pyle's a great actress, and, you know, we all love her, but no one loves her more than the character Penn Jillette plays here, Harold Blount, I believe his name was. Oh, no, Herbert Blount, I think. Anyways, so this guy, pretty much it becomes clear that this guy only became part of this film to obsessively stalk this woman, and it takes a while to discover that because the movie starts off as if it was a director's commentary, but done by a crazy person. And at first you're just like, well, this is weird. Penn Jillette just narrating this long film that's a very generic, terribly, terribly done cop movie. But that's just skimming the surface on this film, because the more that you start to watch this, the more you start to see little things that start to kind of disturb you. Where you're like, wait, did I just see what I saw? Or, okay, now we're rewinding the movie. Now the movie is skipping ahead. Now Penn Jillette's just eating potato chips during this thing. And it becomes clear that this is, you know, it's a film about a crazy stalker. And I was definitely not prepared for that in this movie. The problem being, too, why I was not prepared is because I have a certain problem with watching fake movies. Because fake movies can be fun. It's fun to watch people make movies. But fake movies, almost always in these kind of things, are terrible movies. And it's people who are not terrible actors or terrible filmmakers told to make terrible stuff. So watching it, I get kind of a mixed result watching those kind of things. Because it's like, yeah, it's supposed to be terrible, but it doesn't make it more fun to watch because I know it's terrible. And part of the problem why I'm not invested in that stuff is because Penn Jillette is just a very weird narrator to listen to. Because you're listening to him in character as this insane person narrating stuff and telling you how movies work. And it seems annoying at first that he's like, oh, I'm defining everything about how a montage works. I'm defining everything about how dolly shots work. I'm defining how this stuff works. But it becomes clear at some point that that's because this dude, you know, he's trying to explain his perspective on how he makes movies to you. And that just goes build on and on. But that That's also like the first 30 minutes of this movie, and it goes on for quite a while, just like that, before the real movie starts. And maybe 40 minutes is being a little, you know, over-exaggerated, but it's just one of the things where at some point it becomes clear that this is a very different movie than what you're supposed to be watching. And I gotta give credit to the actors, at least, you know, they're playing multiple roles, they're intentionally bad character performances, and then they're real selves for a lot of them. The only person who's actually a character in this movie is Penn Jillette, for the most part. And, you know, they're all doing a relatively good job. I think Missy Pyle, you know, again, it's this movie that's fawning over how great she is, but at least she's a good sport about this, and you see that she clearly got very involved with this. Now, part of the problem, though, too, with this movie is that it does have moments where it can be really funny, including a few very Penn Jillette-style kind of comedy beats, where it's just these awkward, really strange moments. And they can be really funny, but maybe they're not as funny as the filmmakers think it is. But, you know, it's just part of the problem of the movie is that the premise of found footage, because there's certain points when found footage stuff comes in, because Penn Jillette's character likes to film everything he's doing, even when he's supposed to be filming in a scene where he's playing a character. But it ruins the immersion only in the sense that sometimes it becomes clear, it's like, wait, how can he do all this stuff while holding the camera in the scene? And, you know, just little moments like that. And it really kind of breaks the tension in certain scenes. It heightens the tension in other ones later on, but for the first chunk of it, it's just a little disorienting at points. And I feel disorienting is a little bit of a kind of catch-all word to talk about this film, but it kind of is. It's a lot of ideas thrown into one movie, and some of the ideas really work, and when they really work, they start to work as they go along. And then some of them are just kind of finding their way around the movie, and when they don't know exactly what they're doing, they fill out time with montages, which is ironic because that's the thing they joke about in the movie, that montages are there to fill out space. And they're kind of doing that, but under the guise of this guy who's making movies. So it feels like art imitating life and life imitating art in weird ways. But I gotta give it credit that this movie was very interesting. It's a good genre-mashing idea. I just don't know if I would ever watch it again. But I did have some modicum of enjoyment, especially as the film goes on. Like, once the second half really starts to kick in, I think this movie really picks up and it becomes a lot more interesting in some of the concepts and some of the execution of those later concepts than maybe as a whole. And I will say that maybe horror, they're marketing this as a horror movie. And keep in mind, it's not really horror like you think, because it's horror through the filter of a Penn Jillette script. And it's only as scary as that premise sounds when you start to see certain things happen. Everything else is fairly straightforward. And I guess the thing that maybe disturbed me more than the actual scares was this movie has a big thing about, well, the fake cop movie in this film has a big thing about serial killers and big mass shootings that they reenact certain sequences like mass shootings, like the Tower Massacre at Texas and this one where there's just a big one-shot hospital, a one-shot restaurant shootout. And they're very gory, they're very gratuitous, they're very messy. And that, more than anything, I think disturbed me than the actual scary parts of the movie. Because I'm just like, wow, in the concept of this fake police movie, it's just really uncomfortable watching those sequences. And I guess that's just where Penn Jillette's mind is right now. I don't know why. I can't explain that. And there's also a bit of a problem I had in this script that I think is just a general problem with Penn Jillette, that Penn Jillette just has no filter on using the F word. And I know, maybe I sound prudish saying this, but there's just so many uses of it in this movie. It's just nonstop, wall-to-wall profanity at points. And it started to get a little annoying. I just like, dude, just come up with a different curse word. Use any of the other dozen or so commonly used profanities, because it's just numbing at this point. It just doesn't mean anything to me. So, yeah, I did kind of have some kind of enjoyment of this movie, but in the way that I would enjoy a straight-to-DVD movie. It's funny, it's unnerving at points, it can be really interesting in its concepts, but on the whole, it's kind of formless and shapeless, and very much so because that's the concept they're trying to direct this movie as. But it didn't really make for the best viewing experience on the whole. So if I had to give this movie a rating, I would give it 5 out of 10. 5 out of 10 actors superimposed on green screens, because there is a lot of that happens in this movie. And also there's a big, I will say, there's a few parts that did actually make me laugh in this film. Like, there's a whole running gag with Harry Hamlin where during a big makeout love sequence he has with Busy Pyle, he got overzealous, quote-unquote, and he stuck his tongue down her throat. So that becomes a running joke where the main character, who's obviously super jealous of anyone who gets close to Missy Pyle, keeps calling him as a tongue rapist and this kind of stuff. It was amusing at points. And probably the funniest scenes are the ones where Penn Jillette's just acting like Penn Jillette. You know, he's just being a goofball. He's being a weirdo. And there's a whole sequence with that one tracking shot that has a great punchline at the end that I don't want to spoil just for the setup of the scene, but it's really, really well executed. So, yeah, that's really just this quickie review for this movie. I don't think that it's a terrible film, but I would say only watch this if you're a fan of Penn Jillette and if you're okay watching a movie that doesn't go the way that you expect. And I know that's an incredibly vague recommendation, but trust me, you want to go into this as least prepared as you can.